Poverty and desperation are on the rise in Egypt. Another quake heralds Japan's disaster anniversary. And Courageous is bringing law enforcement to Christ in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egyptians are getting desperate. Ongoing poverty and a year of chaos have resulted in some disturbing living conditions. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle explains.
There is a large population that is displaced and basically have nothing, and they live in graveyards. One of the believers told me that it was 6 million people in Egypt that actually live in graveyards.
Last year's political fervor has overshadowed the serious poverty for many in Egypt, and it's getting worse.
We heard a couple years ago that 40% of the people in Egypt live under the world poverty level. That's about under $2 a day or less. Now it's up to 47%.
Of course, political circumstances are a factor. The results of this summer's elections could mean worse conditions still. The good news? The gospel is spreading fast, even to extremists. Keep praying. Next, a moderate quake rattled Japan nearly 36 hours before the nation solemnly marked the one-year anniversary of its devastation. It brought fresh pain to the physical, emotional, and spiritual scars left by the 2011 disaster. The Evangelical Alliance mission has come alongside the local church with resources to help them create the potential for starting churches in the future after the relief and recovery periods have finished. There's more on this story at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. On the other side of the world, a 4.6 magnitude earthquake struck southern Haiti last week, causing some people to relive the terrors of their own disaster. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
it renewed all of the fear. Because of the shaking, everybody was running out of buildings. And it just brought back and made fresh all of the memories from before.
It also revealed frustration that the promises of rebuilding are not being fulfilled as quickly as hoped. Many are leaving Port-au-Prince.
They are making it north, and so that increases the activity through our clinic. It increases the activity for the food program.
What they do goes a long way in sharing the gospel.
You just show the Haitians that those scriptures are real. You bring them alive through your actions. Because love is an action word.
Next.
We were made to be courageous, and we're taking back the fight.
The movie Courageous had an incredible impact on men across the United States. Jaron Ministries Code 3 International took the film and challenged law enforcement in the U.S. Now Courageous is having a profound impact around the world. Jaron's Rob Carter just returned from the Philippines, where God did a great work.
We showed the film and met with all the national police leaders and showed the film to about 4,000 officers, and we saw a good 1,000 come forward to receive Christ as Lord and Savior.
Local churches are now providing follow-up care and more outreach. Code 3 International is also looking for Christian police officers to take it to other places.
The American badge can go places around the world that pastors and missionaries cannot. The Brotherhood of Law Enforcement is global. So for Christian law enforcement officers out there, we would love to have you contact us and be a part of one of our teams.
And a Thai people group known to be timid is stepping out in faith. New Tribes Mission reports that the Christians among the Prayai people are becoming more and more burdened to share the gospel. People are responding to this new evangelism and are coming to Firm Foundation's Bible lessons. Many want to learn to read so they can read God's word for themselves. Pray for wisdom for missionaries and local believers as they respond to these needs. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and a link to the free trip to Israel contest, go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.